From 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, May 4th, 2021. It's Testimony Tuesday, and I'm excited about the special guest I'll introduce you to in just a moment. In fact, yesterday, if you were tuned in, you heard from the executive director, Bethany Hager, of the Women's Care Clinic in Danville. And this Thursday, they're having a special Celebration for Life event. It's a banquet. It's also being able to be accessed online. But their special speaker is Jonathan Evans, and he's a mentor, author, speaker, a former NFL fullback. He treasures his relationship with Christ, and as you get to know him, or if you've seen him or heard him, you know he's passionate about his relationship with God, and he loves to bring him glory. He serves with his pastor, friend, and father. Some of you might be familiar with him, Dr. Tony Evans. He's on all 19 of our frequencies, and we appreciate Tony Evans and his ministry for these many, many years. But he serves with him in the local church and in a national ministry. He's also helped co-author a guidebook, Get Into the Game. It's filled with sports analogies and spiritual truths aimed at strengthening the readers and helping them live victoriously. He's a graduate of the Dallas Theological Seminary with a master's degree in Christian leadership. He also serves as a chaplain of the Dallas Cowboys and co-chaplain of the Dallas Mavericks. Jonathan is committed to developing the next generation of devoted Christian leaders. Happily married to his beloved wife, Kamika, and the proud parents of Kelsey, Jonathan II, Camden, Kyler, and Jade Winter, and he resides in Dallas, Texas. But what I have to tell you about him, when I was at the WLUJ share last week, station manager John Swinford said, "You're going to be interviewing Jonathan Evans. Oh, that guy is awesome. In fact, if he ever gets a radio program, we got to carry it. I love that guy." He was in about 6 years ago at a Iron Sharpens Iron's men's conference. And then this other guy goes, "Jonathan Evans, oh gosh, is he passionate about the Lord? He's awesome. I got a picture." He sent me a picture the other day of you and him. And so, Jonathan, if your ears were ringing last week, people are very excited about your ministry, and you're coming to Danville this Thursday to share at the Women's Home Care Clinic of Danville as they have a special celebration of life. So I'm just getting to know you, but appreciate you being available for this edition of Mark and Friends. And so before I have you share a little more about what God's doing in your life and being a part of our Testimony Tuesday, I want to play for our listeners something that you recorded some months back, and it's classic. The very ending, stay with me for the next about 4 minutes, because the ending voice is going to put a smile on your face. But this is basically you sharing about making an official endorsement and who we as believers, as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, should be endorsing when it comes to all this political turmoil and all the division and different parties. Who should we endorse? So everyone sit back, buckle up your seatbelt. This is kind of a high-octane 3 or 4 minutes, but it's worth hearing. And then I'm going to have Jonathan Evans share a little about his life journey, an upcoming book he'll be publishing soon, and then he's coming to Danville on Thursday. So here's Jonathan Evans.
Listen, I wanted to sound the alarm right now. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I'll be able to forgive their sins and heal their land." So if we want a healing to come to our land, it's all about God's people who are called by his name. And if we're called by his name, that means we don't take anybody else's name. We have too many Christians right now who are adding to the disunity. They're adding to the dysfunction in our culture because they're choosing sides. They're saying, "I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat." And they always want to know, hey, who is the Evans family endorsing? Who is the Evans family voting for? And we're not giving anybody the satisfaction of knowing that we're on their team, or a dissatisfaction of people thinking we're not on their team. We're not joining anybody's team. We're kingdom independents. We represent the kingdom of God. So when I go into the voting booth, I vote as a kingdom independent. When I leave the voting booth, I just voted as a kingdom independent. And I know you're thinking, Jonathan, you have to vote for somebody. I do have to vote for somebody, but I don't have to give my allegiance to any one person. I give my allegiance to the king. And every Christian should be giving their allegiance to the king. So you'll never see me, I'm sorry, with a Trump or Pence sign in my yard. You'll never see me with a Biden or Kamala Harris sign in my yard. I'm not hating on what you're doing, but as for me and my house, the only sign you'll see in my yard is that we will serve the Lord. Because Jesus prayed in John chapter 17, I pray that they will be one as we are one. And how can we ever be one as the Church of Jesus Christ if we're more committed to our political party than we are our heavenly king? Jesus says all authority has been given to me, both in heaven and on earth. So why in the world, if he has all authority, would I give my allegiance to something that doesn't have the authority of my father? We must not know who our daddy is. He said in Matthew 16, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He did not say, I will build my government and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That means the opponent of hell is the church. And until we decide to only align with Jesus Christ, even if our vote goes in different directions, we come out of the booth thinking about the kingdom of God. We all believe that we're pro-life. We all believe that we believe in family. We all believe in justice. We all believe in equality. We all believe in dignity. We all believe in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So why do I have to worry about and everybody thinking about what side we're choosing instead of just aligning with the kingdom of God and uniting with that? It reminds me of Joshua chapter 5. When the angel of the Lord came and Joshua, he said, whose side are you on? Joshua wanted to know, whose side are you on? You would have thought he would have said, Joshua, you're the man of God. I'm on your side. That's not what he said. He said, I'm not on your side. Neither am I on their side. I'm the captain of the Lord's army. In other words, he came not to take sides. He came to take over. And until Christians realize government is supposed to have to deal with us. It's not us waiting to figure out how we're going to deal with the government. I know you have to vote one way or the other. I know I have to vote one way or the other. But when are we going to answer Jesus's prayer? Let them be one as we are one. And I know many Christians have taken sides on the field instead of being the referees that God has put in histories to govern the entire game. All you have to do is look at the comments. All you have to do is look at the hate. And then when you go look at their profile, you see immediately that they're a Christian who loves Jesus Christ. We have that contradiction because they've joined teams on the field instead of aligning themselves with one king. I want to make sure you know, God does not ride the back of donkeys or elephants. He is the King of all kings, Lord of all lords, President of all presidents, Governor of all governors, mayors of all mayors. So if you want to know who the Evans family is voting for and whom I'm voting for, let me go ahead and settle this for you once and for all right now. I'm voting for the candidate that's already won, Jesus. I'm Jonathan Evans, and I approve this message.
I agree.
All right, everyone, how about that for an endorsement? Don't we all want to endorse the Lord Jesus Christ? He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He's our Savior. He's the one that we should put our affections, our attention, our worship on. He's the one that's ruling. And so, Jonathan, you've been following the Lord Jesus Christ for a number of years. So as we talk on this Testimony Tuesday, share a little of your faith journey. And then you're coming in a couple days to Danville. What kind of message do you want to bring to those that will be in attendance for the special celebration of life? So just share away. We appreciate your ministry and the work you're doing. And thank you for being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Well, I'm excited to be here with you and giving me the opportunity to share. I mean, just as far as a little bit of my story and my faith in God, you know, I actually, my dad being Dr. Tony Evans and being, you know, in my eyes, the Michael Jordan of preaching, you know, preaching wasn't something and speaking God's word wasn't something I wanted to do. Matter of fact, I shied away from it because that's what I've seen my dad do his whole life. It's almost like, you know, being Michael Jordan's son and then trying out for the Bulls. You know, it's intimidating. It doesn't really work that well. But it's one of those things where, you know, I've been a football player my whole life. I played high school ball here in Texas where I live. Then I went to Baylor University and played there. And then I got accepted into the draft in 2005 and went on to try that out. And that was my goal. My goal was always to run out of the tunnel. My goal was always to be able to play in the league and experience the hype, if you will, of the NFL. But it seemed like everything went wrong. I mean, from getting cut, traded, hurt, carted off the field, I mean, I was on five or six teams in 5 years, and I remember my wife telling me, Jonathan, I think God is transitioning you. I think God is calling you to seminary because of, you know, some of the things I was doing on the team, just praying with guys and always trying to share my faith in Christ. But she was just telling me that, and I was like, no, you know, I think God wants me to play in the league. And really, it was me wanting to play in the league. And I remember, like it was yesterday, I got a call to come play with the Kansas City Chiefs after I kind of retired from Washington Redskins at the time. And I got that call, and I said, great. I looked at my wife. I said, see, God is opening another door. And as I was working out to go to Kansas City, I took off to run. And when I took off, I'm telling you, I tore my Achilles tendon. Mm. Oh, man. I hit the ground. I grabbed the back of my leg. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. What in the world is going on? And I heard God clearly say, listen, your wife is right. I'm not going to continue to let you walk in a direction that I'm truly not calling you to play in the NFL. But there is something that I'm calling you to. And so I remember putting on a boot after surgery, getting my crutches, and limping into seminary. Because a lot of times when you wrestle with God, he'll change how you walk. You just have to ask Jacob.
Yeah.
And I remember doing that, and I limped into seminary. While I was in seminary at Dallas Theological Seminary, I got a call from John Kitna, who's the backup quarterback to Tony Romo at the time. And he said, we're looking for a team chaplain. And I said, you know, they were asking for my dad. My dad couldn't do it because of his time. And he looked at me and he said, son, you can do it. And at that moment, I realized what God was doing. Now, for the last 10 years, I've been running out of the tunnel every single week, not as the player, but as a chaplain. And God told me, listen, I wanted you to be in the NFL, but I wanted you to be in the NFL my way, not your way.
Wow.
And so now I'm living out my dream. This will be my 10th year as the chaplain for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm on every team plane, every team hotel, every single game on the sideline. And guess what? I don't have to get injured. I don't have to have headaches. I don't have to go through any of that. God was giving me what I wanted his way, and now I realize that's always what I wanted anyway. And so that's kind of my journey to where I am and what God has called me to do to be the chaplain, but also, you know, getting around the country and speaking and sharing my story, which is what I want to do, you know, at this event. There's been some things that we've gone through in our life and in our family that I think are very relevant to the Women Care Clinic. And the things that they're doing and the things that I want to produce when I get there and talk about how impactful they are and how impactful we can be as we continue to come alongside them and support them, because we know that life is important. We know that God has a purpose for life, and we know that before he formed you, he knew you when you were in your mother's womb, before you were in your mother's womb. And so I think that it's important, it's hugely important for us to protect it, for us to preserve it, for us to promote it. And to make sure that we're doing everything we can in our power to stand with God in all aspects of life. If we're standing with him in all aspects of life, life itself would be one of the most important aspects. And so I'm excited to be a part of it.
You know what I love so much about your testimony and how uniquely God fitted you to be a chaplain in the NFL and to work with other athletes is you are an athlete yourself. So you know about tough workouts. You know about pushing yourself. You know about all the struggles and the intricacies or the unique things that they'll be going through. So who better than somebody who loves Jesus that has gone through it to minister, to provide advice and counsel? And so, yeah, isn't it like God to reform or refurbish or say, yeah, I know you're going this way, Jonathan, and that's wonderful. You're going to pick up some techniques, some tools. You're going to have some arsenal of experience to share with these guys. But you're not going to be one of them. You're going to be with them in a different role. And isn't that like God?
That's exactly like God, and that's exactly what God did in the person of Jesus Christ, is that he lived out 33 years so that the book of Hebrews can say that we serve a great high priest who can sympathize with our weaknesses. And the reason why he can sympathize is because he's been through it himself. You know, Jesus is never calling us to do anything that he hasn't already done himself. And so most people, when they're going through hard times and we're going through struggles, like my experience, you know, even in the NFL and not making it and getting carted off the field and getting cut, and feeling unwanted, is that now in my ministry, there's nothing that they can say to me that I haven't experienced myself. Mm-hmm. That the advice that I give them is not something I read in a book. It's something that I've actually gone through. And so when people are going through hard times, they need to understand that your greatest misery will be a precursor to your greatest ministry. and that God will put you in a ministry where you experience that type of misery. Mm-hmm. And so you'll see a lot of people, even with the women's care clinic, a lot of those people who are working there have probably gone through the care clinic and have probably been blessed by the care clinic, have probably experienced thinking about life and whether or not they're going to give life to their unborn child. So a lot of those ladies and a lot of those men who are a part of this, they will actually have some sort of experience that propelled them to really be passionate about the ministry that they're doing. Mm-hmm. And if you think about your life, your greatest passion is to give to someone who's in a position that you used to be in. And so really, Jesus Christ is the model that shows us that his great ministry to us through the gospel of Jesus Christ had to do with the misery that he experienced in order to give it to us.
Mm-hmm. Now, I opened up the program citing 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, and I love to begin a program with God's Word, Scripture. And I asked you, is there a special verse? And you said, well, Mark, there's many of them, but I do like 1 Corinthians 15, 58. How come and how has God used that in your life?
Well, because of kind of what we're talking about, you know, be steadfast. The version I read, the NASB, be steadfast, unmovable. Always abound in the work of the Lord, and to know that it will not go in vain. Your toil will not go in vain. You know, it's already letting you know it's going to be difficult because mm-hmm. it assumes it by saying your toil will not go in vain. That means that your hard work, your striving, your strain, the stress, the misery, as we talked about, it's going to be hard, but it's not going to go in vain. In other words, God, like a coach, is seeing the effort that you're putting on the field. And he's saying, I know that it's hard. I know you're facing a defense. I know that there's obstacles. I know that there's a struggle. But I'm telling you, if you continue to be steadfast and unmovable, if you continue to play hard and not allow the enemy to move you, if you continue to play hard even though it's difficult and not allow yourself to be moved away from the playbook just because you have shifts in the defense, if you continue to do that, I'm telling you, when the game is over, you can uncover the scoreboard and you're going to see that you won. Hmm. And we all want to get to a place where we can look at our head coach one day and he looks at us and says, well done, my good and faithful servant. Mm. Well done. And so for me, it's a motivation. For me, it's a motivation to know that even though it's toil, even though it's hard, even though it's difficult, there is a reason to be steadfast and unmovable and not sometimes abound in the word, but always abound in the word. Because at the end of the day, I know that that's how I'm going to win.
Amen. And you gave an interesting illustration about Michael Jordan, how you'd like to be his son. Well, his son came to the University of Illinois some years ago to play basketball. And, you know, the expectation and Michael Jordan's son. And, you know, he did his best and he was a great player. I mean, better than most all of us. But living up to that expectation has to be hard. But I know I said at the beginning or the onset of the program that there are some people that say this Jonathan Evans is fired up. He loves the Lord. He's passionate. In fact, I wish we could have him doing a radio program. And so I know there's some things in the works, but you're also coming out with a book, I think, next month, somewhere around June 8th. Tell us a little about the book.
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited about it. And it kind of speaks into the journey you're talking about, you know, kind of the expectations and maybe my own fear of being my dad's son and trying to live that up. And so I just realized that there's a time where you have to say your time is now. And that's the name of the book, is Your Time Is Now. And when my mom used to always tell me, Jonathan, be yourself and yourself is good enough. And that there is never going to be another you ever mm-hmm. created in history. Mm-hmm. And so while you're not your dad and you can never be him, your dad is not you and he can never be you. Right. And so when you understand the concept of being who God has called you to be, he can actually use you the way he made you. And you can experience all of the great things that God wants to do through the way that he made you. And so it's a catalytic book, you know, for all of the young adults who are trying to figure it out, for all of the youth who are trying to figure it out, for all of the adults that are trying to figure it out, and you're trying to figure out what your calling is and how to get there and how to grab hold of it. That's why I love the subtitle is Get What God Has Given You. Hmm. And so you can go through this book, and I mean, it's really going to be catalytic. It's really going to fire you up, but it's also going to give you the practicalities of how to position yourself for the purpose that God has for you. Hmm. Another thing that's unique about it is that this book has a movie inside of it. So any book that I produce will never just be only content in words put on the shelf. This book has a movie inside of it. Every three chapters, you scan the QR code, and then you will watch this movie as you read, a drama that we have produced so that you can have visual content while you have the readable content, and you can have a great experience with this book. So it comes with the words, it comes with the movie, and it comes with the free downloadable soundtrack so that you can listen and be encouraged while you ride in your car or while you work out, so that you can always be encouraged to go get what God has given you. So all of that is in the book, and you can pre-order it right now wherever books are sold online, and it also comes out June 8th. So it's going to be a great deal.
Your time is now. In fact, this Thursday, as Jonathan Evans comes to Danville for the special home care clinic of Danville, they're having a fundraising banquet. Will you have a pre-order slip or something where people can sign up when they meet you on Thursday?
Well, you know, I'll let people know. Because of technology these days, I don't carry a lot of physical things.
Sure.
But literally, it's available on Amazon. It's available on Barnes & Noble. I mean, wherever books are sold online, you can pre-order it, and as soon as it comes out, it'll hit your doorstep. And for those of you who are involved in churches and small groups, we have also done a Right Now Media Bible study with this book. I mean, there's so much that comes along with this project that people can do small group studies. They can do all of these cool things with this book that have already been produced and are ready to go. So wherever books are sold online, you can get it, and I will let the people know when I get in Danville,
sure.
I'm excited to be there about that.
Yeah, your time is now, and if you want to be a part of the special celebration of life on Thursday in Danville, we had Bethany Hager, the executive director, interviewed yesterday. But she said she can make some arrangements up to the last minute. So call if you want to see Jonathan in person and hear him speak this Thursday night. You can still make arrangements by calling 217-431-0987. That's 217-431-0987. And listening friends, please be praying up Jonathan Evans, his family, his ministry work, the way God will use him in the days ahead. And as I've been told by a number of people, wait till you hear him preach. And you got a little sampling earlier in this program, but he's passionate about the Lord. He wants to serve him fully. And let's be praying him up in the days ahead. And again, if you want to see him this Thursday in Danville, call 217-431-0987. That's 217-431-0987. Well, Jonathan, I'll probably have to have you back when the book is out and we can talk a little more about it. And if you're ever in Illinois, stop in. We'd love to help further advance God's kingdom work through you and the ministry work you have at hand. And I know you gave a fantastic message. People said, Mark, you have to listen to what he had to share with Lois's, your mom's, homegoing service. And so we're going to just be praying you up and look forward to seeing you on Thursday of this week. And God's best to you. And how about closing out our time in prayer for maybe the person that's going to work today that's a little discouraged, or they don't feel the time is for them, or they feel out of place, or maybe they're weighing a decision and things are kind of heavy in their life, touching on different points of the various needs people have today as they go to work or as they're dealing with their kids or, you know, they're shut in.
Sounds good. Let's end with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we love you. Give you the praise and glory for who you are. If you don't do anything else, you've already done enough by sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. We're not entitled because we've already received more than enough. But Lord, you said, come to you and ask so that our prayers can be answered. And that's because that's what you said, Lord, that's what we're doing. And we have expectations based on your word. And so, Lord, we pray for the people who are discouraged, the people who are alone, the people who are suffering, especially in the midst of this pandemic and all of the things that we have going on in our country. We pray, Lord, for the people who are being treated unfairly. We pray, Lord, for the marriages that may be suffering. We pray, Lord, for the children that may feel like they're marginalized. Lord, there's so many situations, Lord. We pray for the mom that's trying to decide between life and having the child and not having the child. We pray for the family that's trying to decide. We pray for the women's care clinic and what they're doing and all of the ministries that surround them. We pray for the givers, Lord, that givers would be givers, Lord, because your word says it's better to give than it is to receive in Acts 20. So, Lord, we pray for all of these things, and we put these all on the table for you. And we pray, Lord, that you, by your spirit, will be a comforter. We pray, Lord, that people who are driving to work today, people who are going home today, would experience you in a whole new way and be given courage. You said four times in the book of Joshua, be strong and courageous. And the reason why you said that is because Joshua wasn't feeling it. So I pray for all of those who are feeling it, that they will hear you like Joshua heard you. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. be strong and courageous. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm.
And all of God's people said, amen. Well, we look forward to seeing you on Thursday night, Jonathan, and God's best to you, Godspeed, and may you continue to avail yourself to be a vessel that God can continue to pour through, and we're just excited to see how he'll continue to advance the ministry work that he has set before you. So walk faithfully, stay in his word, and we look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Thank you. Can't wait. Thanks for having me.
All right, listening friends, that was Jonathan Evans. This program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, under the Mark and Friends link. And if you want to sign up and see Jonathan in person this Thursday in Danville, call 217-431-0987. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.